Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And now, Voices of...
Put on the whole armor of God.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh Radio, Yahweh Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH through his people Israel. We just going to scroll down the international side and see you all join us for another episode, part number 26. So we're going to look on the international side and see how many international countries have logged in to this broadcast and all the slots is still. That's 195 international countries. And what's flashing out of New York on the international side? 106127. 106127. What do you say, WCC? Seer, who do you think all the listeners is?
Well,
I know you got a hand in WCC, 500 million members, so, and we will catch you in something tonight. Oh, yeah? All righty. We're going to go and see if we can find the elders. And we'll see what's going on. And whatever you want to catch me in, it will be something saying, or just say it's the Almighty Four-Letter Man. 195 international countries, 106127. We're going to bring in the elder, and he'll tell you all about this broadcast and what to look forward to after this broadcast over. So when you meet the elder, the loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father, Elder. WCC said they got their hand in the nice lesson. 195 international countries, 106, 127, especially on the international side. So whatever you got to say to the 195 international countries that have logged in, 106, 127, you and the clock come up.
Once again, Yakwa, bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, it's kind of obvious to see why you would have some kind of comments, because this is the largest class that we ever had in a long period of time. 106,127 listeners came to hear the words of Yakwa. And you know what? That's what we're going to do. We know we've all came to hear those things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. That's without proper teaching, and this is what we provide on this program. We came to see those things in the Bible that most of us see, and some looking can never find. It's the misinformed that's been given all kind of misguided directions that we have to straighten out with proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings for righteous learnings, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This brings us into what Yahuwah hates. Well, yeah, what Yahuwah hates is told us in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Let's see what Yahuwah hates here. Verse number 16 says, "These six things doeth the Yahuwah hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying down, and hands that shed of innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among his brothers." So to help guide you through these dark times of misinformed Christianity and bad teachings, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. Now you have found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's Ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices, even a smartwatch for work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the help booths we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. It's explained in biblical detail what each feast day is, when they begin and when they end. Well, the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using also two email addresses. The first is Tribe. That's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers that you can actually call with Yahuwah 9. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of any of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. Of course, except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One good note also, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we're also on Pal Talk, where Yahuwah story will continue. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for questions that's put on the table by either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off these topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So we have to remember, don't try to win the bump the gums contact, as the seer says. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Here on this program, we rehearse the Righteous Act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what it says in John? St. John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So that keeps people from taking the Bible verses another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are lost when they're called to speak. One important thing, they clearly forget we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. You have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Jacques Rowley created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. If anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. So let's find out what our possibilities are by keeping the Bibles open and going along with what we describe to you about Yahuwah's word. Pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
right, buddy. All right, buddy, Agda Israel. That was Brother Elder Tears. Brother Agda Israel, we are on another one of Yaquag's broadcasts, and we are trying to see where, you know, the seer may be, see if he's back in here. Back in here, seer. See Israel or see Roy. Well, look like the seer has been bumped out.
No, I'm back.
All right,
I'm back, Elder. I mean, Yahdai Israel.
Right,
I had to be reminded that they hand this all in a nice broadcast and be told by just deliberately cutting my microphone off and to get in my ear. So we know they got the power to cut my microphone off and your microphone off and everybody's microphone off when they get ready. Excellent. So we'll leave it like that. Brother Yahdai Israel, we just going to get something going on and we'll see which way the lesson go. That's all I can say. We'll see which way the lesson go. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on there. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you..."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say, and we clear about that. And that's the game changer right there. The righteous spirit will take over a lesson. That's if you got the righteous spirit in you for it to happen. So regardless of, although we've been hit from left to right, but we prepared to do our part in some dust says Yahuwah. Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. So, again, I need me a double dose of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I need a double dose there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour." What? Oh.
Excellent. "In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say." And according to Ezekiel 36, verse 8, I mean, the world got a problem with this, but Ezekiel the seer was on the clock, and he made a profound statement that was told to him by the ministry spirit. What he says in the 36th chapter, verse 8 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse number 8 reads, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 8. "For ye, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come."
Mm-hmm. So he said, you mountains, that's mean a government, the government of Israel. He said, you're going to shoot forth your branches, because you is at hand to come. Let's see if we precept that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because like I said again, we knew these days was coming, and they is upon us. So we see if we precept that. He said, you branches. Let's see if we precept that and find out what that's supposed to mean, but we can be clear that we prepared to do our part in some dust says Yahuwah. So, Where will we go to take a little peep at that, Brother Yahdai Israel? We wanna peep at that in the book of Jeremiah. How about the 11th chapter of Jeremiah? And let's see what he says, 1, 2, 3, and 16. 1, 2, 3 of Jeremiah chapter 11. Let's see what he says, then we'll seal the deal in verse 16. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 11, verse number 1, 2, and 3, and verse number 16 reads, Jeremiah chapter 11, verse number 1, word that came to Jeremiah the seer from Yahweh say, verse 2, hear ye the word of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Yahweh Judah, to the inhabitants of Israel, northern kingdom. Verse 3, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh of Israel, cursed be the man and woman that obey not the words of this covenant. Verse number 16, Yahweh call your name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great turmoil, he have kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken.
Mm-hmm. So he calling you these branches that's broken. He said, now the reason why you broken, O children of Israel, is because of verse 3 again. He said, this is the reason why that you, Yahweh Judah, have been broken off of the branches in verse 3. Here he said, here's your problem is there. See, right here, verse 3, what's the problem there? Come on.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, and say thou unto them, thus saith Yahweh of Israel, cursed be the man or woman that obey not the words of this covenant.
So he's saying, the reason why you've been broken off, and the man and woman he's talking about, it is, come back to 11 verse 2. Now, who is he telling this to? But we'll be clear that who he's telling this to and verse 2. Jeremiah 11 verse 2.
Look at Jeremiah 11 verse number 2. Heed the words of this covenant. Speak unto the men of Yahweh Judah, to the inhabitants of Israel, northern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. So that is it there. The reason that you are in a great strait as we speak right now, because you have not obeyed the covenant, see, right here. You will not obey what is written in the Bible. And that's the reason you are broke off. And St. John, we're going to precept that to the 15th chapter and look at 1 through 5. And he going to give you and tell you some things, and you have to examine yourself. In the 15th chapter, 1 through 5 will tell us more about what we're talking about in the 15th chapter of St. John when you precept your Bible. 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 says what?
Book of St. John, chapter 15, number 1 through 5 reads. Book of St. John, chapter 15, verse number 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husband. Verse 2. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh the way. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3. And you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branch. He that abideth in me, and I in them, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing.
That big reading there, Brother Yahweh Israel. What did verse 3 and 5 say again? Listen real carefully at verse 3 and 5.
The book of St. John 15, verse number 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in them, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing.
So you see what the man is saying. The man is making a plan. So now you see when you read about the branches, he say he is the vine and you are the branches. But he says you've been broken off. And you've been broken off because of one reason. One reason alone is covenant. See right here. The reason why you've been broken off is because of his covenant. So you got to examine yourself. Are you going to do the covenant? Now, if you do the covenant,
And this is what can happen for you if you do the covenant. All you got to do, take out man and just put in one thing, the covenant. You must do the covenant. Because if you do the covenant in the 11th chapter, we're going to read exactly what's going to happen for you in the 11th chapter. And this is what Yahuwah is saying. And he's saying it to the branches in the 11th chapter that have been broken off. He's saying this to you now. Let's see what he says in 11:22 down to verse number 24. We're going to Romans chapter 11, verse 22 down to verse 24. Very interesting. I got to make sure I got my pen out for some of this. It's down pretty good. So in 11 chapter verse 22 to 24. So he's saying, now listen to me, Captain. He said, you branches have been broken off. And the reason that you've been broken off, because you're not keeping the covenant. You're not keeping the end of the bargain that your forefathers and mothers agreed on was the covenant. So now here goes your solution. Here it is right here. And the 11th chapter of Romans 22 down to verse 24. What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Romans chapter 11, verse 22 through 24 reads. Book of Romans 11, verse 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of Yahuwah, of them which fail, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. Verse 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. But Yahuwah is able to graft them in again. Verse 24. If thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree?
Mm-hmm. So he's letting you know that you can come back, but you can come back. Northern kingdom, once you understand you got to follow southern kingdom, you can come back in. But you have to know the groundwork in that you must be shown that you have to be follower of Southern Kingdom, and Southern Kingdom must lead by example in Yahuwah's covenant. So we got to lead by his covenant. And now let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 25. Let's lay a little groundwork down, because we want to get back on what we was on. Based upon end time prophecy. The WCC saying, we here to hear some more end time prophecy. Well, we've noticed your radio show, but it's not your show right now. We're going to get on that anyway, but not when you want us to get on it. Got it? Good. Let's go to 2 Ezra 9:25 to lay a little groundwork down there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 9 verse 25.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 25 reads, I pray unto the Most High continually, then will I come and talk with you.
He said, that's the key right there. So you got to pray to the Almighty continuously. So see, Ray, what you got to do, you got to pray to the Almighty continuously. And when you do that, he will do you a 37:15 or so lot. See, you have to first start by praying to Yahuwah continuously. Then what he'll do, he'll put on you a 37:15 of Sirach. What is that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse number 15 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse number 15. And above all this, pray to the Most High that he would direct your way into.
You see what he's saying, dude? So he's not going to meet you anywhere. And when you say what he said to you, you are you are calling him a Titus 1, verse 2. So Yahweh is telling you exactly, see, it's time out now because Christianity have ran their course. And we believe things that one eye Satan tells us, but it's not so. Yahweh just said to the seer, always pray to Yahweh, and he will direct your path. Now, we're going to run that down and see how do he direct your path. We're going to Titus 1, verse 2, and find out something about him, and we'll lick him up real good in 6:18 of the book of Hebrews. Let's see if we go back-to-back with that, Brother Yahweh. See, listen carefully, because it's time now, for especially the six anointed camp, to say all the right things. And how you say the right things, you say what's written. Let's see what's written. You're on the clock, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse number 2 reads, in hope of eternal life, shall acquire the cannot lie promise before the world begins.
So Yahweh promised that he not lying about what he's saying. He said, always pray to your mighty one. Do that. Then Yahweh will direct your path on who and what. Keep that in your mind. Don't forget that. We're going somewhere. 6:18, the book of Hebrew.
Book of Hebrew. Conclude the word of Hebrews. Chapter 6, verse number 18, read. About two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie. We may have a strong consolation, the fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
So Yahweh is not lying. So you got to be clear, especially when you have the peers of B heading toward leadership. You got to make sure what you're saying is not an emotional statement. You make sure you're saying what the Bible supports. Because we have been indoctrinated in Christianity, Islamic, and Judaism. And they have a tendency to creep up into our tone of thinking. So Yahweh is going to let you know how he thinks. He's going to let you know how he thinks. Let's run to the book of Job, Issachar's boy. But before you get to Issachar's boy, he pulled what he get ready to say from Numbers chapter 12, 5-9. So he gonna pull what he say. We're going to Numbers chapter 12, 5-9 to see exactly what was said here. And here come the Almighty Yahweh down. Listen to the tenor of the conversation. Numbers chapter 12, 5-9 says what?
Book of Numbers chapter 12, verse number 5-9 reads. Book of Numbers 12, verse number 5. Yahweh came down in the pillar of a cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, called Aaron, Miriam. They both came forth. Verse number 6. He said, hear now my word. There be a seer among you. And Yahweh will make myself known unto him in a vision. He will speak unto him in a dream. Verse 7. My servant Moses is not so. He was faithful in all my house. Verse 8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. The similitude of Yahweh shall ye behold. Before then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses. Verse number 9, the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. All right, it looks like you're back in, see ya. Well,
till
the seer get back.
I'm back. All right. I'm back. All right, excellent. All right. Okay, well, you know, I was informed that that you will be cut off tonight, Sierra, if you don't get on to what we want to hear. But in the same token, we're going to lay the foundation. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, we're going to play it the way he give it to us. So be prepared to, if you don't hear me, just take over. So we find out that Yahweh said, I didn't basically hear none of that, but evidently you read numbers. Is that correct? 12:5-9. You got that out the way, didn't you, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yeah, we read it, see ya.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I didn't hear nothing but some New York station in the WCC pounding in my ear for that the time you read 5:9. Okay, good. So we'll leave that, and we'll go and get a second witness on that. Let's turn to the book of Job in 33:14-16. See, we got to understand one thing. What you see on these, this one-eyed Satan, all that you see, all these conversations based upon, you know, they talking to whoever up and away in their mind, it don't work like that. Not with the Bible. See, it don't work like that. That's a gimmick from Satan the devil. And you will see exactly how it's unfold through the Bible, that all the ones that you have heard and got in your ear and tell you to do the same thing and say he don't say something to you, you got to understand something. The Bible will tell you exactly how he operates, and this ministry will tell you exactly how he operates according to as we can read it. Let's run to Job 33:14-16. Listen good.
Look at Job chapter 33, verse number 14-16 reads. Look at Job 33, verse number 14. But Yahweh speaking once, yea twice, you man perceiving not. Verse 15, in a dream, in a vision of a night, when deep sleep falleth upon me, and slumbering upon the beast. Verse 16, then he opened the ear of me, and filled their instruction.
Mm-hmm. So that's how he works. So if you're going to hear something from him, exactly, you'll be in that position to hear. Now we're gonna run to the second book of Ezra, and we're gonna see who do the talking in your ear by name. Now we're gonna find out who do the talking by your ear you in that by name. Let's run to second Ezra chapter 9, and now we pick up verse 28, 33-37, and verse 40. We're gonna see exactly how it works according to the Bible. See, you watch the best of them tell a good show. But we're going to read a good show. We're going to read how it works and up to you to make adjustment to the Bible. Don't make adjustment according to your mindset of Christianity and continue to stand about how you was met by him and what he said to you. Understand the Bible tell you exactly how he works for you to always understand that the way he works, you're supposed to be able to read it. 2 Ezra 9:28, skip down to 33-37 and verse 40. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra 9, verse 28, verse number 33-40.
Well, make it 33-37, then skip down to verse 40. The
book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 28. Verse 33-37, and verse number 40 reads, 2 Ezra 9, verse number 28. And I opened my mouth and began to talk before the Most High Yahweh and speak. Verse 33, yet they that receive it perish, because they kept not the thing that was sown in them. Verse 34, lo, it is a custom that the ground have received seed, or the sea or ship, or any vessel meat or drink, that be in peril, wherein it was sown or cast into. Verse 35, that the thing also which was sown or cast therein or received does perish, and remaineth not with us. With us it have not happened so. Verse 36, We that have received the Torah instruction perish by faith. And our mind also which received it. Verse 37. Now withstanding the Torah instruction perish not, but remaineth in his force. Verse number 40. And said unto her, wherefore weepest thou? Why art thou so grieved in your mind?
But I'm missing me a pretty good hit there, Brother Yagdai Israel. And then second as of chapter 9, I'm missing something that he said, and maybe I need to grab a book because I'm missing something because I'm stuck. Now, you look right at second as of 9, 36 and 37, because I'm stuck, Brother Yagdai Israel, because I've probably been hurting or something. And I didn't hear what I need to hear in second as of chapter 9. So let me see when I peep at a little book because it's some. It's where I'm trying to get to, but I got to make sure I heard what I need to hear. In 9, verse 37, I'm looking for something that he says, I'm missing something there, Brother Yagdai, as well. I'm kind of stuck on something. So I'll tell you what, I got to pick it up another way then, because I'm missing something. So I'll tell you what, I'll come back with that special edition call Thursday evening. And because I'm missing something, Brother Yagdai Israel, because I know. So I got to bag away from that because I'm missing something. And back up to, and come back again in that numbers that I did miss. Maybe if I get that numbers that I did miss when I was rudely interrupted in hearing. Come back to that Numbers 12, 5 through 9 one more time. Then maybe I can catch up on what I did miss. Numbers chapter 12, verse 5 through 9. How about that, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse number 5 through 9 reads. Book of Numbers 12, verse number 5. Yahweh came down in the pillar of a cloud, stood in the door of a tabernacle. Called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. He said, hear now my word, if there be a seer among you, and Yahweh will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Verse number 7, my servant Moses is not so, he was faithful in all my fellows. Verse 8, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, in apparently, not in dark speeches. The similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Before then were you not afraid to speak, if my servant moved. Verse number 9. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed.
Mm-hmm. So see, Yahweh get angry when you say he don't say something, and knowing that one thing about it, he not going to break the order. The protocol that he got laid in his book. He ain't going to break the order. So when you say that what Yahweh have said to you, then you saying Yahweh have made a, he have somebody stronger than him to break the words of him that received from his father. So that don't work like that, Steve, right? So one thing about it, you got to be very clear. See, you have your mind to think one thing, and the Bible will tell you totally different once you understand the scriptures, and that's why we got to bring you and show you how this man worked. And once you find out how he worked, and you apply to how he works, then you will see an easing in the mind. He said, Yahweh spoke to Moses mouth to mouth. And what that supposed to mean by precepting your Bible to Exodus 33, verse 11?
Book of Exodus. Chapter 33, verse number 11 reads, Exodus 33, verse number 11. Yahweh spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend.
So that's how he operates, see, right? He makes an exception to those that's in the leadership role, and then it be passed down. See, now we're gonna precept that to show you exactly how it works. So never step past and call your mighty one a liar because your time will run out. And this is how he works. Let's run back to 3, 14, and 15, and 16. Listen good. This is when he set it up. Listen, it's the protocol of how he works. We run to Exodus chapter 3, 14, 15, and 16. Listen good how he works through this manuscript of his word called the Bible. Exodus chapter 3, 14, 15, 16, come on.
Book of Exodus chapter 3, verse number 14 through 16, read. Book of Exodus chapter 3, verse number 14. And Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the family of Israel, I am, and sent me unto you. Verse 15. And Yahweh said more unto Moses, and shalt thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, and sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, surely visited you, see that which is done to you in Egypt, the land of bondage.
Now, that is the first marching orders that Yahweh passed down to Moses. And that is the marching order, see, right? So try to get Christianity, Islam, and Judaism out of your brain. Because whenever you say the private meeting that you had with Yahweh, I'm waiting on Yahweh to say something to me, then you are in total error. Because you just read the marching orders of Yahweh, and you don't change how he operates because he received from the Father. He tell you plainly in St. John 7:16. He'll tell you plainly something in 7:16 of St. John. What did he say in 7:16?
The book of St. John 7, verse 16 reads, Yahweh his son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he is that sent me.
You see that? And so that's how he operates. Now we go on to Numbers chapter 11. We're still in the heavenly chapter called the first five books. Because one thing about it, the sixth anointed camp, we got to get this right. We can't keep on fooling ourselves and following the world about this private meeting that you have out of the protocol of Yahweh. You got to stop that kind of way of thinking so Yahweh can intervene and bless you. He only gonna bless you if you call it according to the way he got it written. And this is what he got written in Numbers chapter 11, 16 through 18, 23 and 24. Listen good.
Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse number 16 through 18, verse number 23, verse 24 read. Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse number 16. Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, officers over them. Bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation. They may stand there with you. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit which is upon you and put it upon them. They shall bear the burden of the people with you, and you bear it not yourself alone. Verse 18, say thou unto the people, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. You shall eat flesh. Yeah, wept in the ears of Yahweh said, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it is well with us in Egypt. Therefore Yahweh will give us flesh.
Yeah, skip down to verse 23. That's good. And so this is what he's saying in verse 23 and 24. This is what he's saying in 23 and 24.
Verse number 23. Yahweh said unto Moses, Yahweh's hand waxed short. You shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not. Verse 24. Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahuwah. He gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, set them round about the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't rehearse the righteous act the way it's written, if you don't do it the way you just heard it written, it's going to make you a St. John 10:1. It's going to make you a 10:1 before Yahuwah if you go any other way than what you just got through hearing out of Tate 26. 10:1 says what?
Book of St. John 10, verse number 1 reads, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, your sheep that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, to climb it up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber.
Mm-hmm. So, I tell you what we're going to bag back. Let's go to 2nd Ezra chapter 8, verse 27. Listen to what he's saying. Because one thing about it, we come to take notes exactly when he give it to us in the lesson form. You can write all day long, read all day long. But when it's time for you to deliver Yahuwah's word, he's going to take over and he's going to let you put it out the way he wanted to put it out. And this is what he's saying in 2nd Ezra chapter 8, verse 27. This is what he's saying in 8:27.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 27 reads, 2nd Ezra 8, verse 27, regard not the wicked invention of the nation, but the desire of those that keep your covenant in affection.
He said, stop worrying about the wicked invention. They going to invent things from Satan the devil all kind of ways. Every time you come up on the one thing, they're going to invent something or another. You can't worry about trying to keep up with the inventions of the 17 nations, headed by Esau and his five sons, the white man and the white woman. You cannot keep on making adjustments to everything they got. He's telling you to pay that no never mind. And you know what we do? We'll run to that one-eyed Satan and everything they got written, and now they done told you can ease up on some things, but that is their wicked inventions through Satan. So he's telling you in advance, don't pay that no never mind. Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 27 reads, regard not the wicked inventions of the nation, but the desire of those that keep your covenant in affection.
You see that? So the reason why he's trying to tell you don't regard them, Let's go to Psalms 91 and let him tell you out of the mouth of David, don't keep on reacting to everything they put on the table. He said, regard them not on what they got on the table, because you're going to always be bumping into things. You got them on your mind, and you're going to make yourself and make statements contrary to the Bible. And you're going to come up with your own statement that you can't read about how Yahuwah met you on one Thursday afternoon and told you something. He don't work like that. You hearing how he works. But you keep coughing all these wicked conventions that they got on the table. It's going to have you make statements that if somebody say, well, where do you get that from the Bible? Now you stuck. To avoid that, why don't you stick with the Bible on how he worked and try to adjust to his covenant that he got on the table. So, where are we going, Brother Yahdai Israel? Yes, Psalm. Let's read a little bit from 91. He tell you, don't worry about the wicked inventions that they come up with. That's what he just said. But he pulled that verse from David, Psalm 91, 1 through 11. Look what he got written, 1 through 11.
Book of Psalm, chapter 91. Verse number 1 through 11 reads, Book of Psalm 91, verse number 11. You she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse number 2. I will say of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Yahuwah, in him will I trust. Verse number 3. Truly he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. Verse number 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come not to you. Verse 8. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse number 9. Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Verse 11. For he shall give his ministers spirits charge over you, keep you in all your ways.
Mm-hmm. So you see, I'll read verse 3 and 4 again, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Psalm 91, verse number 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
You hear the man is saying? So when we read 2 Ezra 8:27, now you see what Ezra pulled that verse from. He pulled that, you know, he pulled that verse, see, right? So now when you read 8:27 with that understanding, listen how good it sounds, 8:27.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 27 reads, regard not the wicked inventions of the nation, but the desire of those that keep the Torah instructions and affliction.
You see the man saying? He said, that's what you concentrate on, making sure you line up with the covenant of Yahweh. Make sure you line up with the covenant of them first five books. You started reacting to everything they're saying and doing. Your conversation all about what the wicked inventions is doing, and he's telling you, don't pay that, no, never mind. He said, you got me right, I got you right. You see the man is saying? So when we go to 2 Ezra, 2 Maccabees chapter 6 and pick at verse 10 through 17, pay attention to what take number 26. Because we study is messing ourselves up with the wicked inventions of the world. And you're not paying Yahweh no never mind. You got to see what is the Bible saying and make your adjustment in the Bible. Not every time the one-eyed Satan and the 17 nations headed by Esau and his five sons translated as the white man and the white woman. You're reacting to everything they got on the table. Either you believe a man or you just going to continue. But see, let me pull a precept out. Hold that point. We're back to Judges chapter 7, verse 3. So that's why we have to be clear on the responsibility of leadership. The responsibility of leadership have to be able to see what this book is saying, and Yahweh made it plain in Judges 7, verse 3. What he's saying, 7, verse 3 to verse number 6? Judges chapter 7, 3 through 6 says what?
The book of Judges chapter 7. Verse number 3 through 6 reads, book of Judges, chapter 7, verse number 3. Now therefore go to, claim in the ear of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him or her return and depart early from Mount Gilead. They return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. Verse number 4. Yahweh said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for you there. It shall be that of whom I say unto you, it shall go with you. The same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say unto you, it shall not go with you. The same shall not go. Verse number 5. So he brought down the people unto the water. And Yahweh said unto Gideon, Everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth. Him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon their knees to drink. Verse number 6. The number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. And all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water.
Now, what you going to do with a statement like that? The one that drunk, they drunk water. Now, what you going to do with a statement like that? Unless you hear it out of the mouth of the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite, you have lost is all our dough. Now, watch me break it down before your eyes. They go to 2 Ezra chapter 8. They're going to drink water, huh? Let's see exactly what they're going to be drinking. They're going to 2 Ezra chapter 8, and pick up verse 4 and 5. Listen good, see, right? See, you got to listen good. Because that one eyed Satan have hemmed you and destroyed you right now as we speak. But you can come out of it. Do what? The word. Let's see what he wants them to do, all this good stuff in 2 Ezra. And Ezra pulled the verse in 8, verse 4 and 5. What did he say in 4 and 5? 2 Ezra 8, verse 4 and 5.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 4, verse number 5 reads. 2 Ezra 8, verse number 4. So as I have said, fall then down, O my life, understand and devour with. Verse 5. For thou hast agreed to give ear and art willing to prophesy, for thou hast not longer space and only to live.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 4 again, because it evidently, and that's probably what happened earlier. Maybe you got a new edition of something that I'm looking at from old time that Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on back to that verse 4, because the statement said, well, Dilly, see, we're not ignorant of Satan devices. They do a change of some words around, but it'll mean the same words when you corner them. Now, come back to that verse 4 again and look at it real carefully and see if it's saying the same thing that I'm looking at saying.
Look at 2 Ezra 8, verse number 4 reads, so that's how I see it. Swallow thee and die. Understand and devour wisdom.
It says, in my book, drank wisdom. Drank wisdom. So this drink, you take it down and get a good drink. The good drink was some wisdom, see, right? See, he makes it plain, but we know the other nations get in there and put another word there when you trace that word all the way back. He said, oh, yeah, that means drink. They like to use a word called texagrammaton. Oh, that's a long word. What that word mean? Oh, we talking about the four letters, Y-H-W. I said, why you put such a long word down just to say the four letters? That same thing is today. He said, drink wisdom, see, right? And you take it down to that water in 5:26 of Ephesians. So that drinking he wants you to drink is some wisdom, see, right? That's what he wants you to drink, a whole big belly full of wisdom. Drink you some wisdom, and you get the wisdom 6 nights a week. Drink some wisdom, see, are you? And this water in 5:26 in Ephesians is what?
Look at Ephesians 5, verse number 26 reads, that you might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
You see what he's saying, see, are you? So he's telling you right now, we're not getting no long line and taking you out to some park with a water and push you off in some water. No, see, right? The wisdom you drank is this word. The water you drank is this word. So you take heed to the wisdom is drinking this wisdom that you're getting from the six anointed camp. Take hold to the water you're getting is the water of the word. On the sixth anointed count. This is what we try to tell you, see, right? And he says something in Psalm 94, verse 14 and 16 behind that. Then he's going to ask you something. Then he's going to ask you something that's written in Psalm 94, verse 14 and 16. What did he say?
The book of Psalm 94, verse 14 and verse 16 reads. Book of Psalm 94, verse 14. For Yahweh will not cast off his people. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. Verse 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Who will stand up for me against the worker of iniquity?
He asked you a question. Who gonna do it? Who gonna do it? You know what kind of spirit you're supposed to have when you hear stuff like that? That's right to Isaiah chapter 6. Now the question is, who gonna do it? Who gonna do what he just got through saying? Who gonna step up? And you gotta have a Bible answer to your answer when you start running them out. Let's run to the 6th chapter, and we'll read exactly how you're supposed to act when that comes out. Let's see what it says in verse 7, and that's what we're trying to do right now. We just put on you some, drink some wisdom and drink some water of the word. And what is that talking about in Isaiah verse 6, verse 7 and 8? Listen good. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. It's quiet out there. Hey, brother, y'all down here. They drinking good now. It's quiet out there on the network. You know what? They drinking and they writing. It's quiet. I can feel it. 6, verse 7 and 8. Listen good.
Book Isaiah 6, verse 7. Verse number 8 reads. Book Isaiah 6, verse number 7. He laid it upon my mouth and said, "Lo, this hath touched your lips, and your sin is taken away, and your sin purged." Verse number 8. Also I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, "Who shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me."
Hey, that's something. That's the man. That's what we waiting to hear, see, right here. We waiting to hear some 242 and First Book of Maccabees. See, we waiting to hear something, see, right here. We waiting to hear those here, the elders. We waiting to hear, send me. But you can't be sent until you understand what's written in the Bible. You got to stop making foolish statements about how you've been met one Wednesday afternoon and he done told you something. It don't work like that. You hearing how the Bible works. Once you apply the Bible how it works, then we can take it to another level. But you got to apply the Bible, and when you say something, make sure a scripture support what you're saying. If you do that, Yahweh will show us the next move. What you reading there, brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 1 Maccabees 2, verse number 42 reads, "They came there unto him a company of a city, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such that were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instruction."
Ain't that something? So that's how it's going to happen, see, right? You got to be devoted to the covenant, see, right? See, the reason you make your move is pertaining to the covenant of Yahweh. That's why you make your move. Make sure the reason you're doing this is because of what's written in his covenant. Not because who to your left, who to your right, or who the moderator is. I'm making my move because the covenant says, this is what I'm supposed to do. Then Yahweh will step in from that point. Now let's go back to where we are. We was holding something there, Brother Yahdiah. We was holding 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. Listen to what the man is saying. You got to make your move on what you can read and stop making statements and no Bible support you, because you can't call your mighty one a liar. He's showing you how he works. This is how he works. If he got something to say to you, he'll step you out in a dream or a vision. Step you out. Then what you got to do is go find a northern leadership before they can tell you exactly what's going on. But for him meeting you personally, it don't work like that. But he make an inception with the seer. He'll speak to the seer straight up. And that's why we come on the network and tell you, we just going to throw on the table what he want on the table and go from there. You will hear a small, still voice, and one day, I don't know where you will be at. Sooner or later, you want Ezekiel 33:33 going to hit you. I don't know what you're going to be doing. But sooner or later, it's going to hit you. You might be taking the grandbabies to school or something. And all of a sudden, Ezekiel 33:33 going to hit you. What did it say?
Book of Ezekiel 33:33 reads, and when this cometh to pass, though it will come, then shall they know that a seer been among them.
Sooner or later, you're going to recognize the signs of the time. And we tell you how to get yourself prepared, because the enemy of the 17 nations, they is live and well. As a matter of fact, they unpacked this network tonight. But that's a good thing, because one thing about it, we know everybody going to break a loose. And they're going to be looking for the sixth anointed camp when they see what? They got to see something. What they got to see that we can read? Like Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let me show you what they got to see. So they got to see something first. Oh, they huddling together big time. They got to see something. What they got to see that we can read? Let's go to 36 chapter, and we'll look at one verse, 32, 36. We'll look at one verse. This one got to be seen first. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 36. Listen good.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 36 reads, for Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left.
You see what the man said? He said he's just going to sit there and watch you. He going to see right now all the one with the fake healings and all that touching their hands and understanding all this going on. He exposed them all by dropping COBRA, 19, 21, 22, and 25, and now their hands is tied. And all the voice you hear is the six anointed caps showing you exactly that Yahweh had exposed their hands. That everything they was doing was only a plot from saving the devil. And now you see it unfold yourself. Now you, where's all these revivals or healing going on right now? All the healing going on now is voices of a true Israelite showing you that you to be healed, you'll be healed through his word. And you got to drink the wisdom of his word. You got to drink the water of his word. Everything is based upon his word. Not all that stuff you'll see, because they're quiet as a mouse. You know why they're quiet? Because Yahweh exposed them all through the six anointed camps called voices of a true Israelite. And we're going to expose them some more. Huh? I hear you, WCC. I ain't going to repeat that. So now, let's come on back to 2 Maccabees 6 and look at what the man is saying through 10 through 17. Listen good what the man is saying. 2 Maccabees chapter 6, 10, down to verse 17. Listen good.
Book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse number 10 through 17 reads. 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 10. But there were two women brought that sacrificed their children. When they had openly laid round about the city, babes hanging at their breast, they cast them down headlong from the wall. Verse 11. Another that had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, and discovered to Philip. All burnt together, because they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day. Verse 12. Now beseech those that read this book, that they be not discouraged for these calamities, but that they judge those punishments not to be for destruction, but for a chastening of our nation. Verse 13. For it is a token of his great goodness. And wicked doers are not suffered any long time, but forthwith punished. Verse 14. For not as with other nations, whom Yahweh patiently forbear to punish, that they become to the fullness of their sin. So deal of he with us. Verse 15. Lest that being come to the height of sin afterwards, we should take vengeance on us. Verse 16. Therefore, he never withdraws his mercy from us. So he punished with adversity. And though he never forsake his people. Verse 17. But let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us, that when we come to the declaring of the matter in few words.
Ain't that so? Ain't that nice? What did he say in verse 11 again on 14, 15, Brother Yahdai Israel? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, listen. You got to read this like you head to the penitentiary and tell no seer come go with you. This is the man saying. Hear the man saying in verse 11, 14, and 15, the sixth anointed calf. Do you hear what the man saying? What he's saying in verse 11, 14, and 15? Listen good.
Book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse number 11. And up, then they run together into cave near back, keep the Sabbath day secretly, being discovered to Philip, for our birth together, that they made a conscious to help them fare for the honor of the most sacred day. Verse 14. For not as with other nations, whom Yahweh patiently forbears to punish, that they be come to the fullness of their sin, till of he with us. Verse 15. He said, being come to the height of sin afterward, we should take vengeance on us.
If you hear what the man is saying, he got a timeline, Steve Royal. He got a timeline already written in the Father's book to get at them. And that's why we come humble to tell you, listen, do you know what the Sabbath day represents? Read it again in verse 11. Do you know when you sit there and pay this day, no, never mind, what is the Sabbath day is according to 2 Maccabees 6, verse 11? What's the Sabbath day is all about?
Book of 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 11 reads, another, they ran together to caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, being discovered to Philip were all burnt together, because they made a custom to help them fare for the honor of the most sacred day.
Ain't that something? The Sabbath day is the most sacred day. You had your forefathers and mothers run and hid a cave to keep the Sabbath day. You sit there and let that one I say FM you up from not keeping the Sabbath day. You both be running over to keep the Sabbath day. Six anointed places is prepared for you. You supposed to make sure you first one there, last one leave to get the blessing of Yahweh. You don't let the world get in your head and you ignoring the most sacred day of all, what it got written in Zephaniah, or make it a 58th chapter of Isaiah. What make it Zephaniah 2:1? 2:1. What it say? You hear what the man is saying? He told the seer, Zephaniah 2:1, a profound statement. What did he say?
Book of Zephaniah chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, gather yourself together, yea, gather together, O nation, not desire.
You see what the man is saying? But now you let the one eye of Satan get in your head, and you doing your own thing. That is contrary to the Bible, see, Royal. You got to understand something. Yahweh is the greatest power, and he sent his son down here. It is the greatest power. His son made it plain to you in the 28th chapter, verse 18. Do you believe what he said in Matthew 28:18? What did he say? What did Yahweh the son say in 28:18 from Matthew?
Book of Matthew 28, some 18 reads. Yahweh the Son came and spake unto them, saying, all power given unto me in heaven and in earth.
You see the man said, all power. He said he run this thing absolute from heaven and earth. All power is given to him. And you will sit there and watch that what I say him your life up, and he told you plainly in 2 Ezra 8:27, what he said again there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did Yahweh tell the seer in 2 Ezra 8:27?
Book of book of Second Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 27, read. Book of Second Ezra 8, verse 27. Regard not the wicked inventions of the nation, but the desire of those that keep the covenant and affection.
Ain't that so? He said, if you want to desire anything, be a part of the one that desire to keep the first five books. The first five books tell you in the 24th chapter of Leviticus 1 and 8. It tells you profound, the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Leviticus 24, verse number 1, verse number 8 reads. Leviticus 24, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 8, every Sabbath they shall sit in order before Yahweh continually, be taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
What do every mean? See, you don't believe in every. He said every. You know the one that called in from the beginning? He said every. Bring forth your life from the Sabbath day. That's what he said. Every. You know what every means? Oh, I don't know what every means. I bet you know if somebody's you know, everyone is belongs to me. You know what that means? That's what the man's saying. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, I don't know what book you read. But we left off on something last week, our last lesson. And I want to make sure I come back and hear that again. Come on back to that Wisdom Solomon, Captain. And I'm going to watch you, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm going to see this time you're going to bring out that 1, 2, 3, 4, but bring out verse 4. I'm going to have my eye on you real carefully this time. Wisdom Solomon, chapter 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to be watching you very careful how you read verse 4. Come on.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse number 1 through 4, read. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, 12, verse number 1. For thy incorruptible spirit is in all things. Verse 2. Therefore chasteth thou them by little and little, and offense. Warneth them by putting them in remembrance, wherein they have offended. And even their wickedness, they may believe on you, O Yahweh. Verse number 3. For it's by your will to destroy by the hand of our fathers, for those of old inhabitants of the righteous land. Verse 4. Whom thou hatest for doing not most odious works of witchcraft and wicked sacrifice.
Hate that something. Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. I was looking for my word hated in the last lesson. I don't know how it got past me, but that stunned me, Brother Yahdai Israel. So Yahweh said he hated a people because of the devices they doing, see, right? And this here was called a black on black at the time. He talked about the, you know, in the lesson tied in, if you catch the last lesson, he talking about the sons of Ham. Not Ham. But what came out of him was the four sons Canaan, and out of them come the Amorites. He said, I hated the Canaanites because they didn't obey their father, and their elder brothers telling them, don't go down in that land. So he hated them. And the Canaanites today is called what you call the South Africans. You know, Nelson Mandela and them. That was the Canaanites, the South Africans. So what he's saying, see, right? He hated them for not following the instruction. See, when you don't follow the instruction, Yahweh hates you. He said, listen here. I hated the Canaanites. And their father and the three elder brothers went to Canaan and said, Canaan, don't go down there in the land of Shem. If you do, you're going to be accursed. He went down there anyway. So Yahweh hated. And it ain't got nothing to do with color. At this time, it was all black-on-black crime. And that's the same thing he bringing back to the table. When you don't do Yahweh's will the way he got it written, he don't like you. And he used a strong word called hate. Can't get no stronger than that. Now let's get a little bit more on that. Now we got it out the way. Now let's go to verse 5 through 13. Listen to it. So he telling you, he got a timeline. That's why we put up with all that we put up until we get our own radio station land and everything else. Because we're trying to get this message to you, understand? This man is not playing. He's telling you that the fullness of time of the 17 nations, it's close to you right here. It's close. So we're trying to tell you something. Make sure you ain't caught up with them because you're going down. Let's read 5 down to verse 13. Listen good at 5 through 13. Wisdom of Solomon, out of the book they call the Apocrypha, where they're checking out these books in 1885 by the Protestant Church. They didn't want you to hear this, 5 through 13, but you're going to hear it. What does it say in 5 through 13?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse number 5. And also those merciless murderers of children, devourers of man's flesh, and the feet of blood, verse 6, with their priests out of the midst of their idolatrous fruits, and the parents they kill with their own hands, destitute of help. Verse 7, that the land which thou esteemest above all others might receive a worthy colony of Yahweh's children, family. Verse number 8, nevertheless, even though thou spare as men, this sin what? Forerunners of thine hopes, to destroy them by little and little. Verse number 9, that if thou wast unable to bring the unyakwali under the hand of the righteous in battle, or to destroy them at once, cruel beast, with one rough word. Verse 10, but executing thy judgment upon them by little and little, I gave them place of repentance. I being ignorant that they were a naughty generation, that their malice was bred in them, that their cogitation would never be changed. Verse number 11. For it was a curse, seed from the beginning. Neither did thou, for fear of any man, give them part for those things wherein they sin. Verse 12, who shall say, where hast thou done? Who shall withstand thy judgment? Who shall accuse you for the nation that perished, whom thou hast made? Who shall come to stand against you to be revenged for the unrighteous men? Verse 13, for neither is there any Yahweh but thou that cares for all, to whom thou mightest show that thy judgment is not unright.
You know, this Bible got the greatest piece of literature understanding. If you hear this thing, what do you say in verse 5, 7, and 11 again, that brother Yahweh Israel? Verse 5, 7, and 11. What do you say again?
Number 5, verse 7, verse number 11 reads, Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verse number 5. And also those merciless murderers of children, devourers of man's flesh, and the feast of blood. Verse number 7, that the land which thou esteemest above all others, I receive a worthy colony of thy quality children. Number 11. For it was a cursed seed. For it was a cursed seed from the beginning. Neither did thou for fear of any man give them part for those seeds wherein they seed.
The cursed seed he's talking about from the beginning. He's talking about, they ain't nothing to do with color. This is the black on black cursed seed. That's why you don't know what an Amorite said, the Canaanite said, which is all scattered up over there in South Africa. But you see, they was told what not to do, and the father of Ham and his three elder brothers told Canaan, don't go down there in the land of Shem and do nothing there because you're going to be a cursed seed. But see, so when you read about the 10th chapter, verse 15 or Canaan's 12 sons, all them is the cursed seed, not the other ones. You know, they understood this thing, but they messed up too. But the number one cursed seed is 10-15. We're not going to read for time's sake. The Canaanites, all them, the Amorites, because you know what he did? Over in the 15th chapter, let's look at verse 15 and 16 and just tell you what happened. See, understand something. We call this network. But you got to understand, so it's a timeline Yahweh already got written. So you watching that one eye Satan, and you ain't got to yourself in order and leading by example, especially you, Yahweh, the men. You got to lead you by example. Because Yahweh already got a timeline already set. Look what he says over here in the 12th chapter, the 15th chapter of Genesis, verse 15 and 16. Listen for the timeline he got, verse 15 and 16.
Book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 15, verse 16 reads, Genesis 15, verse 15, you shall go to your father in peace, you shall be buried in a good old way. Verse 16, within the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity, sin of the Amorites, is not yet full.
What is he trying to tell you? Whenever he put the children of Yahdah Judah in anywhere of land, by hear of ear or mouth, the end or whatever that situation is on the clock. That's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. When the children of Israel came to the land of their possession, the Amorites and all the Canaanites was all in the land. But that was the end of them when Israel came to the land. He has spread you to every nation upon the sand. But once you wake up, that's the end of the possession of the world once you wake up to who you really are. You will remain in poverty like he read in Thomas, verse 2 and 3, until you figure out who you are according to this book. And once you wake up and apply to who you are, the end of whoever is the oppressor, it's over with. And once you understand your position, and the world know it now, the WCC, the New York station understand it. Once we get you on your feet and you recognize, then they know one thing. That's the end of their rule. And all you got to do is know how to open the Bible up and put them to shame in the Bible, then Yahweh gonna kick in. So, just give me two lines in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Just give me two lines. I want to just understand something. Yahweh got this thing laid out. And watch what he's saying just in two lines. All I need is two lines. How he operates. Well, you can know how he operates in Galatians 4, verse 4. How he operates. Two lines, Brother Yahweh.
The book of Galatians 4. Verse 4, but when the fullness of time was come.
At the fullness of time, this is how he operates. He already watching this thing unfold. At the fullness of time. That's right, because listen, we know that they got you down let's go to Nehemiah chapter 9. Let's go back to Nehemiah chapter 9. And we'll pick up verse 35 through 37. Listen real good what was told to Nehemiah in chapter 9, verse 35 through 37. Listen good. What do you got written there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 35 through 37 reads. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 35. For they have not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them. In the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, you deterred they from their wicked works. Verse 36. Behold, we are servants this day for the land that thou gavest unto our father, to eat the fruit thereof, the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it. Verse 37. And it is much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our body, over our cattle, at the press at their pleasure. And we are in great distress.
Hank, that's fine. He said they got dominion over your body. Yeah, see, right. Isn't they telling you now about this COVID-19, 2021, 2022, 2023? See, Yahuwah gonna force you to look at this thing real carefully. He said they got dominions over your body. And they're going to turn up on you some more. You looking for them to tell you about a best day, they're going to tell you about some more. They're going to force you to either you believe in Yahuwah or you don't. You remember what we read in 827? Huh? Read one more time in 827. And 2nd Ezra 827. So he's going to force you to make a decision. And look what he got written in 827. So 2nd Ezra.
The book of 2nd Ezra, 8, verse 27 reads, regard not the wicked invention of the nation, but the desire of those that keep the covenant in affliction.
Now you heard he said, right? Now look what Nehemiah wrote in 937. What did Nehemiah write in 937? Listen to what he's saying.
Look at Nehemiah 9, verse number 37 reads, and it yielded much increase unto the king whom thou hast set over us because of our sin. Also they have dominion over our body, over our cattle, at their pleasure. We are in great distress.
They got dominion over your body now, see, right? And he told you why he got dominion over your body. Because you keep sinning. You sinning against him. That's why the nation got dominion over your body. And the nation's going to tell you, I got a cup for you. Here it is right here. Drink this cup right here. I got a cup for you. So now you're going to be wondering about your Yahuwah. Because he's going to make you drink his cup. And all you got to do is look at the statistics we tell you. When you drank that cup, and they got it, and they got already written, the one that drank that cup, at the best, but he said, I ain't told you yet. You got 2 or 3 years of living. Now you see what the man's saying? The man's saying when you drank that cup, you got the best. We'll bring out the broadcast. 2 or 3, they're not going to tell you that. But you got 2 or 3 years after you drank that cup. After you drank that cup, see, right? See, we come humble. And you got all to say about the six anointed cup. But we tell you one thing. They got it written. And it's there. But the record, they're not going to put it on your faggy playing news. But they're telling you bottom line, that cup got 2 or 3 years in it for you. Mm-hmm. Keep that in your mind, C. Roy. But you've been hearing this from day one from the six anointed council bosses of the true Israelites. But you ain't going to believe nothing to that one-eyed Satan came. You're not going to believe the Bible at all. He's telling you the reason why this happening is verse 37. Read it again. Nehemiah. The reason they got dominion over you because you planned this no never mind. 937. Listen good. What he say? Nehemiah 9:37. Listen.
Book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 37 reads, and it yielded much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sin. Also they have dominion over our body, over our cattle. At their pleasure, we are in great distress.
Yes, he right. They got the meal you bought. Yeah, they do. They got you wearing skinny jeans. They got you wearing sweats. They got the women's wearing pants, zip up to the side. You got them doing everything contrary to the book. You got them putting gold hair in their head. They're doing everything. And that's why you got the meal. You got the meal over your body. You can't sin against this man and come out victoriously. You violating everything he got in his Bible. You violating. And you think you're going to get around it? Then you also say, Yahweh got a word to say to you. You call the man a liar. He ain't got nothing to say to you. He tell you where to go get the word from. And once you stop sinning against what he got written, then you see a change in your life. But you got to obey the Bible. In Nehemiah chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, and 10, 2, 20. Listen to it, what's going on here. See, I'm just going to read back to verse 20 myself. But we just play you, we just run this to show you what Nehemiah got written in chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, and 10 down to verse 20. Listen real good what's on the table. See, listen, we come humble. But your problem is you sinned against Yahweh. You're not obeying anointed leadership. You're doing your own thing. And you're going to lose big time. And in this series, you're going to find out that you're going to lose big time by not following the structure of the leadership that he set up. The six anointed camps is your only way back. But you got to obey when they show you what the Bible is saying. Nehemiah 2, 1, 2, 3, 10 through 20. Listen good.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 3, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3. Verse number 10 through 20 reads. Book of Nehemiah chapter 3, verse number 1. Then Elisha, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests. They built the sheep gate. They sanctified it, set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Miah. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hamiah. Verse number 2. Next unto him built the men of Jericho. The next to them built Zakor, the son of Imri. Verse 3. But the fish gate did the son of Ashaniah build. Who also laid the beams thereof and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. Verse number 10. Next unto them repaired Jedidiah, son of Aramaphat, even over against his house. Next unto him repaired Atash, the son of Hashaniah. Verse number 11. Melchiah, the son of Hari, Ashah, the son of Paphit, Moab.
Hold on just a minute, Brother Yagdai Israel. Let me give me a good look at because I'm missing me a good hit out the gate there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Come on back again. And look again, read it, Nehemiah chapter 2, and read verse 10 one more time. Look at it real carefully, Brother Yahshua Israel.
Book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Verse number 10 to 20 reads. Book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 1. It came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Tashri, king. And wine was before him, and I took up the wine, gave it unto the king. I had not been before time fed in his presence. Verse number 2. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is your countenance sad, seeing you are not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of mine. And I was very sore afraid. Verse number 3. Said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? For the city, the place of my father's sepulcher, I wait, and the gate there are consumed with fire.
Hold that point. Let me get in there. You see? So you see how you got to be able to react? You can't always want to always give them a piece of your mind. You see what Nehemiah say, you know, he's a cupbearer for the Almighty One. I mean, for the Almighty One of the world. He said, let the old king live forever. See, sometimes you got to stoke this old This old Sermon of God. You can't always ready to read them their rights because, remember, they, your head in the lion's mouth of your sin. Sometimes you got to know how to deal with the other nation. Knowing what you know through the broadcast and what the 690 Catholic have taught you. Stop always got your mouth going when your mouth will be closed enough to understand something. They got dominion over your body. They control you. They can cut your phone off, when you see they like they do me. They can cut your computer off, like you see they do me. They can do anything they want to do with you when they get ready because they got dominion. But you got your strength when you understand what Yahweh got written in his Bible. Ain't no weapon formed against you going to prosper. That's why you got to make sure you're doing what the man tell you to the letter. You got anointed leadership to listen. Stop swirling up like the Hulk and turning green when somebody tell you something. Oh, that's your words. Or that you think. You got to let that alone so you can get some clearance in the brain if you pay attention to those that are known to teach you what you need to know. That way you can blow it at. So now, he said, O king, live forever. Now look at that. O king, live forever. Let's get down to verse 10 through 20. Listen to this.
Nehemiah chapter 2. Verse number 10. The Sabellus, the Horonite, Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it. He grieved in exceedingly. They have come a fear to seek the welfare of the family of Israel. Verse number 11. So I came to Yahgar Judah, southern kingdom, and was there 3 days. Verse 12. And I rose in the night, and I and some few men with me. You told I any man what my Yahuwah had put in my mind to do at Yahgar Judah. Either was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. Verse 13. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Yahgar Judah, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Verse number 14. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, to the king's pool. There was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Verse 15. Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall, turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. Verse 16. And the ruler knew not whither I went or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to Yahgar Judah, nor to the priest, nor to the noble, nor to the ruler, nor to the rest that did the work. Verse number 17. Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in. And Yahgar Judah lays waste. Gates there are burnt with fire. Come and let us build up the walls of Yahgar Judah, that we be no more a reproach. Verse 18. Then I told them of the hand of my Yahuwah which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Verse 19. But with Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the servant the Ammonite, Geshem the Arabian, heard it. They laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Verse number 20. And as I have them and said unto them, Yahweh of heaven, you will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. You have no portion, nor right, no memorial in Yahweh Judah.
What is he saying? He said the 501c3, it ain't gonna work. The Rainbow Coalition, it ain't gonna work. You got to be clear that Yahuwah can strengthen your hand. This thing is about us taking care of us. Back up and read off 12, 16, 18, that book of Yahuwah Israel. See, we always looking at the other people, and we try to tell you what we got to do. what we got to do. It ain't no rainbow coalition in this Bible for you. See, that is a problem saying the devil. It ain't no 501c3 for you. That is, again, from Satan the devil. You got to do this according to what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible is telling us exactly what we got to do. And ain't no nation going to do nothing with you but to destroy you as they've done in the past. They not going to change the way they're doing anything. You got to roll your sleeves up and check and see how's the garden coming along. How's the school coming along. Huh? You got to step up to the plate. You can't wait on others to take care of your business that you got written in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 12, 16, and 18. Listen good what he said, and verse 20. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 12, 16, 18, and 20. What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel? Nehemiah 2, 12, 16, 18, and 20.
Of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 12, 16, 18, and verse 20 reads, Nehemiah 2, verse 12, I rode over the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my Yahweh put in my mind to do what Yahweh do, neither there was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. Verse 16, and the ruler knew not what I went, but what I did. As it told it to Yagdaju, nor to the priest, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Psalm 18. Then I told them of the hand of my Yahweh, which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us arise up, build. They stretched their hands for this good work. Number 20. Then after I do them and said unto them, Yahweh of heaven, you will prosper us. Therefore we as servants will arise and build. You have no portion, nor a right, no memorial.
So you see, and that's what I keep telling the WCC and the New York station. I ain't doing jack with none of y'all. You just wasting your time with all the manipulation that you're doing. We ain't doing nothing but put some book on your tail. And that's what we're going to do. Because it don't work no more. The Bible say your time is up. We read to you exactly what is delivered to the seer to show the elder. Once the people recognize the signs of the time, the world time is up. You got to stop sinning against your mighty one and stop saying what he's saying to you because it don't work like that. Get in where you fit in it, and we all will go home with one accord, with one mindset. But you got to turn loose the 17 nations. Let's get one more in there, Brother Yahdai. We're going to Ezra chapter 5, 1, 2, 5, and 11 through 15. And we'll shut it down for, and we'll come back with the special edition called Thursday evening tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you something, Steve Ruggie. We clear. We're not careful to answer these WCCs, these New York stations, and all the propaganda they got. The only thing you don't catch voices of the true Israelites in is us raping your back with the word of Yahweh. We don't put that 9 pin that you use to put down the back to make them confess. We're going to put this word on you and make you confess by reading the Bible on this network until we get our own. Huh? With some of you, because it's written, we know you're going to use every tactic, but it ain't going to work. Let's go to Ezra chapter 5, 1, 2, 5, 11 through 15, a closing statement that Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what it say.
Ezra, chapter 5, verse number 1, 2, verse number 5, verse number 11, 2, 15, read. The book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse number 1. Then the seer, Haggai, the seer, and Zechariah, the son of Abdu, prophesying unto your God Judah, and we're in the southern kingdom, and to Israel in the name of Yahweh of Israel, even unto them. Verse number 2. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the son of Joshadak, began to build the temple of Yahweh, which was at Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom. But then were the seers of Yahweh helping them. Verse number 5. But the eye of Yahweh was upon the elders of Yahweh Judah. They could not call them to see till the matter came to Jerry. Then they returned after by letter concerning this matter. Some 11. Thus they returned after saying, we are the servants of Yahweh of heaven and earth. Build the temple that was built these many years ago, which the great king of Israel built and set up. Verse number 12. After that, our father that provoked Yahweh of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Chaldee, who destroyed this temple and carried the people away into Babylon. Verse 13. But in the first year, Cyrus, king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this temple of Yahweh. Verse 14. And the vessels also of gold, silver, of the house, temple of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, took out of the temple that was in Yahdajuth, brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those desires the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one, whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. Verse number 15. He said unto him, take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple, and then Yahdajuth. Let the temple of Yahweh be built in its place.
Yes, see, right? So Yahweh know when he's going to make his move. And Yahweh is telling you soundly through this ministry. He's going to make his move when we understand one thing. You got to put that one eye Satan down, and you got to understand one thing. This ministry is anointed to help you understand what Yahweh is saying. Until you put that one eye Satan down, and remember one thing, one more time, 2 Ezra 8:27. What did it say again, 8:27? Back to what Isaiah 54:17. Back to what Isaiah 54:17. Back to back, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's good enough. 2 Ezra 8:27 and Isaiah 54:17, the closing statement. And we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. Listen good. What do you say?
The book of Isaiah 50, the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 8, verse 27 reads, regard not the wicked invention of the nation, but the desire of those that keep the covenant and affection. Isaiah 54, verse number 17 reads, book of Isaiah 54, verse 17. The weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. It is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. Their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on just a minute. I just got a message. WCC said the elder's not going to speak. We're going to cut somebody off, so we're going to mute him. So let me get one more in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So we kept the elder on the broadcast on Pal Talk, but you mute on this broadcast according to WCC. We're going to cut somebody off. Why not cut the elder off? So let's go and get one more in there, then we'll swing down and get the mothers and keep it going. Ezra chapter 6, 1 through 5 and 7 through 21, and then we'll grab the mothers and we'll take it on in from there. But the elder, your mic is mute. According to WCC, you won't be talking on this broadcast tonight. We're going to mute somebody. All right, so Ezra chapter 6, 1 through 5, 7 through 21, the closing statement. Then we'll grab the mothers and take it on in and join in with the elders on the other network. Come on.
Book of 2 Ezra 6, Verse number 1 through 5. Verse number 7 through 21 reads. Ezra, Ezra 6. Verse number 1. Then Darius, the king, made a decree. A search was made in the temple of the rose, the house of the rose, where the treasure was laid up in Babylon. Verse 2. They were found at Akhmatat, in the palace, that is in the province of the Medes, a robe. Therein was a record thus written. Verse number 3. The first year of Cyrus, king, the same Cyrus, the king made a decree concerning the temple of Yahweh at Yahdaju, that the temple be built, the place where they offer sacrifice. Let the foundation thereof be strongly laid, height thereof 70 cubits, the breadth thereof 70 cubits. Verse number 4, with 3 rows of great stone and a row of new timber, let the expenses be given out of the king's house. Verse 5, and also let the golden and silver vessels of the temple of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Yahdaju, Judah the southern king, and brought to Babylon, be restored and brought again unto the temple, which is at Yahdaju, everyone to his place, and placed them in the temple of Yahweh. Verse number 7. That the work of this temple of Yahweh alone, that the governor of Yahdaju, Judah, and the elders of Yahdaju, Judah, build this temple of Yahweh in its place. Verse number 8, moreover I make a decree, what you shall do to the elders of Yahweh Judah for the building of this temple of Yahweh, that of the king's good, even of the tribute beyond the river, for with expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. Verse number 9, they which they have need of, both young bullocks, rams, lambs, for the burnt offering of Yahweh of heaven, sweet salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priest, which had Yahdaju, and to be given them day by day, without fail. Verse 10, that they may offer sacrifice of sweet savior unto Yahweh of heaven, pray for the life of the king and of his son. Verse number 11, also I have made a decree, whosoever shall offer this word, that timber be pulled down from their house, being set up, let them be hanged thereon. Let his family be made, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. Verse 12. Yahweh that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to altar to destroy this temple of Yahweh, which is at Yahdaju. I Darius have made a decree, that it be done with speed. Verse 13, then Tanaya, governor on this side of the river, Shetabazna, and their companion, according to that which Darius the king has sent, but they danced speedily. Verse 14, the other Yahdaju Judah built, they prospered, to the prophet Simon and Yahdaju the seer, Zechariah, son of Adu. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of Yahweh of Israel, according to the commandment of Isaiah, Uriah, Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Verse 15, and this temple was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius, the king. Verse 16, the family of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the rest of the family of the captivity kept the dedication of this temple, Yahweh with joy. Verse 17, now for the dedication of this temple of Yahweh, 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he goes, going to the number of the tribes of Israel. Verse number 18, they set the priests in their division, Levites in their courts, for the service of Yahweh, which is at Yahdaju, as it is written in the book of Moses. Verse 19, and the family of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Verse 20, for the priests and Levites were purified together. All of them were pure and killed the Passover for all the family of the captivity, for their brethren, the priests, for themselves. Verse 21, the family of Israel which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the wilderness of the nation of the land, to seek the Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, Yahuwah of Israel.
Yes, he is. Telling you bottom line, you got to separate from the nations. You can't do what they do, because that's a curse to you. The way they present themselves and the way you carry yourself according to that what I say in the nation, you got to put that down. Then Yahweh going to put a blessing on you, and the other nation got to come clean. Huh? So you see, you and them little kulaks and pants and all that, and no fringes, Wham. All you doing is holding back the progress of your success for the family. You got to step up according to as is written. Especially you, Yahwali Nia. You must take your position, because Yahwali is able to make any adjustment if you got his word first. You got it? Good. Brother Yahdai Israel, we got a pretty good shot in there. So what's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out there, still Israel, a seed royal. Great word, chief, to the four quarters of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Excellent. Oh, yeah, WCC, we're going to talk some prophecy when we feel like we're ready to talk some prophecy. But you just heard some prophecy then. See, this message is aimed for the six anointed camps, the voices of a true Israelite. It ain't about you. It ain't about you, whether you cut us off or not. It's about getting this message to the six anointed camps, and one thing about it. Six anointed camps, you got to step it up in his word. So we're going to find the mothers. Well, you know we have to mute Mr. Till. Where's your radio station? Do what you want, though. And we just go get the mothers and go in for the clothes, and we'll catch the elders in on pal talk. We'll do it that way. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say Mother E, Mother Z, coming out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, Mother E, tribal Yahdai Judah. Mother E, Yahdai be to that seed right here.
Yahweh blesses you, Israel, of Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, one thing I know, Mother Z, if you get up, you're dropping on them, no doubt about it. And we're dropping on them, too. Because one thing about it, we clear that the time is running out. And we need to know some things that's written in Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 through 30. There's certain things we need to know. And what is that there, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what we need to know? Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 to 30. What we need to know there, Mother E, you and the clock come out.
Book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 28 to 30.
Yes,
verse
ma'am.
Verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar speak and said, blessed be thee, Yahweh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his ministering spirit and delivered his servant that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yield their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any false Yahweh. Which is any Yahweh except their own Yahweh. Verse 29. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language who speaks anything amiss against Yahweh from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. and their families shall be made, and their houses shall be made a dungeon heap, because there is no other Yahweh that can deliver after this thought. Verse 30. Then the king portion. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the provision of Babylon.
You see that? And the king promoted. See, when you take care of your business in Yahweh, you don't worry about. You don't worry about. Give me 8:30. Give me 8:30-31 in Romans. See, when you take care of the business in Yahweh. Now, they was in great straits. They just came out of the fire and everything. And you know what King did, even in captivity? He demoted the children of Yahweh Judah above everybody was around him. See, Yahweh, when you step up in Yahweh and believe in Yahweh and stop letting that one-eyed Satan hem you up in your brain, Yahweh just showed you what he can do, even in captivity, what you are in today, captivity. He promoted them above all of his Cushites and everybody. You know what? You trust in your mighty one. You won't take a stand, Steve Ray. And that's what that one-eyed Satan is going to hem you up until you is destroyed unless you repent and get in where you fit in at before your time runs out. Mm-hmm. Look what it says in 8:31 of Romans. Paul, pull that verse. What did he say in 8:31?
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us?
You see the man said? Now, precept that to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Precept that to Hebrews, chapter 10, polluted for Hebrews, and pick it up at verse 35 to 39. Now, we're going to precept that. See, Yahweh. If Yahweh is for you, who can be against you? That's the point he's trying to tell you, Steve, are you? If you got your Yahweh is with you, then why you worrying about what I say? And they're gonna continue to show you COVID-19, 20, 21, 22, 23, all up to 30. And you're gonna let that what I say hem you up, and you're gonna transgress everything he got on the table. And you're gonna wanna know what happened when he slammed the door on you.
Everyone.
He's going to slam the door on you, see, right? At the fullness of time.
Yes.
He's going to slam the door on you. Look what it says in the 10th chapter and pick it around by verse 35 through 39. What it says in the book of Hebrews, polluted title called Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. What it say that, Mother E?
The book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39. Verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have greater recompense, which have greater recompense or reward. Verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the safety of their life.
Mm-hmm. He said, if you draw back, I'm going to kill you. Sooner or later, I'm going to get you. So he tell you, Steve, right, repent, get some movement going on with you, and trust what Yahweh has put before you, anointed leadership. Let's back up to Daniel again, chapter 6, verse 25 and 28. Back to Daniel chapter 6, verse 25 through 28. Let's see what it says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 25 down to 28 there, Mother E. What it got written in Daniel 6, 25 to 28?
Okay.
Believers, the believers of Yahweh. Suggested they acted Christ-like. So,
Daniel chapter 6, 25 to 28.
Yes, ma'am. What it says in Daniel 6, 25 to 28, what it say?
Daniel chapter 6, 25 to 28. 25. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations,
and great numbers of people. So,
that
once again,
in all
the Acts, you find it mentioned in the verse chapter 26, verse 28. And once more in verse Peter, chapter 4, verse number 16. Generally, after that, I found out that's
Can you hear me, Mother Marie? Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I hear
Yeah, that's the WCC. That's the WCC making a move. So continue. Speak up a little louder, cause they're definitely making they move as we speak.
Okay. Daniel chapter 6, verse 25-28. Verse 25. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and lands that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Verse 26. I make it the truth that in every
song,
domination of my kingdom, men tremble and fix before the Yahweh of Daniel. But he is Yahweh and his soul forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be healed. Verse 27, he delivers and rescues, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lion? Verse 28, so this Daniel prospered in the right in the right ring of Darius and in the ring of Cyrus, the third.
Mm-hmm. So what we found out again, that regardless when you got your mighty one right, the Almighty Yahweh, when you got him right, I don't care how tight you think it is, Yahweh can make your enemies have peace with you and show you the right way once you put your mighty one first. See, that was just saying there. He letting you know plainly that the world know that the Yahweh is with you, but they're going to do everything they can to keep you away from understanding that, because they know once you come to the knowledge of yourself, they got to come to the conclusion that it's over with concerning themselves. And how we know that? Let's run to Isaiah chapter 34, 1 through 8. Let me show you why we know what we're saying. We're going to Isaiah 34, 1 down to verse 8. Listen good in Isaiah 34:1-8. See, we clear that once you finally wake up and put that one-eyed Satan down and come back to the Bible the way the covenant it was wrote to your forefathers and mothers, and not just be a hearer of the word, be a doer. Because right now, your bodies belongs to them. And he told you why your bodies belongs to them. Matter of fact, we need to read again. Hold that point there, Mother. Whatever we said, hold that point. Let's go back to Nehemiah again and reread 9, verse 37. Understand something is already written, prophesied, that they own you. For what reason? We're going to read it in Daniel 9, 37. Because they're going to tell you what you need for you. And what you're going to need is a COVID 19, 20, 21, 22, 25 shot. But they're going to tell you what's going to happen to you in 2 or 3 years after you take that shot. That's the part they're going to leave, out. Let's see what he says over here in Nehemiah chapter 9. Verse 37. Listen good.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 37.
Yeah, what do we say there, Mother E?
And it yield much increase unto the king, who God has set over us because of our sin. Also, they have dominion over our body and over our cattle at their place, and we are in great distress.
You hear that, Mother E? Now, Mother E, let's talk a little bit. You hear what the man is saying? He said the reason why they got dominion over our body today is because of what? Mm-hmm. Mother E, what word that describes why they got dominion over our bodies in verse 37? What big word is that, Mother E? Mother E?
Because we sin.
Sin. Excellent. Excellent, Mother E. That is the reason they got dominion over our body. Because we sinned against him. We don't keep no Sabbath days, no feast days. We don't wear fringes. We don't do nothing but complain, murmur, and complain. And watch that one I say. That is the reason they got dominion over you, see, right? 1 John chapter 3, 3 and 4 says what? 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Listen good. The reason that the world got dominion over us, because we won't stop sinning against the one that created the heaven and the earth. We still gonna do our own thing. We still gonna, the most righteous day of all is the Sabbath day. We still gonna be, hold that point, but you're getting ready to read 1 John 3, 3 and 4. Let's read the regular book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. Let's read the regular book of 12, verse 3. We're gonna continue to do the 12, verse 3 of the book called Ecclesiastes. What does it say that, Mother E, in 12, verse 3?
Okay. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 3. In the day when the keeper of the house was summoned, and the strong men shall bow themselves and the grounding cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the window be dark.
What are we doing now? What do we do on the feast days and Sabbath day? What we do again?
Look out the window.
Look out the window. Ain't that something? You see what we do? We look out the window on the righteous day of all is the Sabbath day. And what we do, we look out the window. So you see, that's why we're in trouble today, Mother E. Because on a Sabbath day, we look out the window on the most righteous day and the sign day. Do you know what he says in Ezekiel chapter 20 behind that mother? Before you read 1 John 3, 3, and 4, let's run to Ezekiel chapter 20 for a minute first. Let's run Ezekiel chapter 20. We want to read that first. See, the most righteous day of all, what we do, we look out of the window from the fear of what this man have put on the table from Satan the devil. Huh? Let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 20. He says a final statement in verse number 4. What he said, no, 3 and 4. What he says in verse 3 and 4. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 3 and 4. What he said at Mother E?
Look at Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 3 and verse 4. Verse 3, Son of Man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, thus said the Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, said the Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Verse 4, will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them, cause them to know the abomination of their father?
You see, he's told us here. He said, get to the elders and tell no more elders. He said, the seer, your job is to get to the elders. You get them in order. Get the elders in order. And tell them what they need to do. Now skip down to 10 down to verse 12. Look what he said in verse 10 down to verse 12.
Okay, same book. Verse 10. Wherefore I call Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10. Wherefore I called them to go forth out of the land of Mizraim, a house of bondage, and brought them into a wilderness and to level. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment. Which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them.
Mm-hmm. What's that 19 and 20?
Okay. 19 and 20. Verse Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20, and hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Hey, Mother E, what's the sign between Yahweh and the peoples of Yahweh? What is the sign, Mother E? What's the sign, Mother E?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath. That's the Sabbath. So that is the sign. The sign is the Sabbath day, see, right? That is the sign between you and them. So if you ain't keeping a Sabbath day, on feast day, wearing them fringes, you do not have a sign. That is the sign. The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is the sign. Skip down to verse 24 and 25.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 24 and verse 25. Because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbath, and their eyes were after their father's house. Verse 25. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that that were not good, and judgment whereby they should not live.
See, the man say on that, now he don't give you stuff that's going to kill you. And what and where your mind is set up today, he don't give you stuff that's going to kill you. Blonde, blue hair, dress, pants, wan, no fringes. He don't give you judgment that's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Hey, right now, not keeping the Sabbath day, not keeping the feast days, peeping out the window. What he says in Psalms chapter 121, 1 through 8. What he says in Psalms 121, 1 through 8, that Mother E. Mother E. Psalms 121, 1 through 8. What he say?
Okay. Psalms 121, 1 through 8. Psalm 121, 1 through 8. Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. Verse 3. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5. The Yahweh is your keeper. The Yahweh is your shield upon your right hand. Verse 6. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Verse 7. The Yahweh shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your life. Verse 8. The Yahweh shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and ever, forever more.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to 124, 1, 2, and 3. See, Yahweh said, I got you. When you get me, I got you. That's what the man saying. He said, you don't think I can preserve you? And I live forever, and my father live forever. How is we living forever? Don't you know we know the end from the beginning? All he's telling you, remember what he's saying in Psalm 124, 1, 2, and 3. What did he say there, Mother E?
Psalms chapter 124, verses 1, 2, and 3. If it had not been the Yahweh who was on our side, now may Israel say, verse 2, if it had not been the Yahweh who was on our side when men rose up against us, verse 3, then they had swallowed us up quickly when their wrath was kindled against us.
If Yahweh wasn't on the sixth anointing side, the 17 nations, the WCC, the New York station has been going to swallow us up. Don't you know Yahweh is on the side of the six anointed camps of the bosses of the true Israelites? That's who side he on, see, right? You know, the whatever they throw at us, we're in the name of Yahweh, we take them down because one thing about it, we carry the word of Yahweh. And we telling you, you got to put that world down, and you got to focus in on your Yahweh. You got to focus in on Psalms 122 verse 1. This is not a punishment. Psalms 122 verse 1 is not a punishment. This is your mindset. Psalms 122 verse 1. What does it say that, Mother E?
Book of Psalm 122 verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You supposed to be glad when it's time to go and leave where you at and get to the sixth anointed camp. You supposed to be glad when that come up. What David said in 73 verse 17. What did David say that mother eat? 73:17. What did David say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary, the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
That's why we so far behind. Because you got to get to the sixth anointed camp and sit down with big ears and little mouth. You going to be glad when it's time to get to the sixth anointed camps and sit down and get in where you fit in and hear number thus says Yahweh. That's supposed to make you happy because that's where Yahweh can release his word at. And that's when you know. 1 John 3:3-4 says what? What it say? 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3:3-4 says what?
Chapter 3:3-4.
Yes, ma'am. What did it say?
1 John. Okay. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3. And every man, 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is true. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm. So how you know you sinning? When you're not keeping the Torah instruction. Is you wearing your fringes? You keeping the Sabbath day? You keeping the feast day? Huh? You still watching that one hour say, let them dictate your life up? Repent. You're on the way. Because he got something written about the nation that got your head all in a spin. Louis said in Job 27. He said something in Job 27. And let's pick it up at verse 11 to 14. Let's see what it says in Job 27, verse 11 to 14. What did he say that mother E? Job 27, 11 down to 14, what did he say?
The book of Job, chapter 27, verse 11 to 14. Book of Job, chapter 27, verse 11 to 14. Verse 11 reads, I will teach you by the hands of Yahweh, that which is with thee, Almighty, will I not conceal. Verse 12. Behold, all you yourselves have seen it. Why then are you thus altogether standing? Verse 13. This is the portion of a wicked man with Yahweh and the charity of oppression, which they shall receive of the Almighty. Verse 14. If his children be multiplied, it is for the poor, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread.
Ain't that something? He said, if the wicked multiply, it's going to be multiplied to the sword. I'm going to tell you something. Bosses of the two Israelites, on the position is going higher and higher up because the world can come down through this word, Steve, right? He telling you what time it is. He got ear to hear. Let him hear. That's one of Isaiah 14, 1 through 5. So we can read everybody's in. Look what it says. If they multiply, they're going to multiply to the sword. And Isaiah 14, 1 through 5 says what?
Look at Isaiah 14, 1 through 5. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 1 through 5. Verse 1. For the Yahweh will have mercy on Israel and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall see the Sabbath of Israel. Verse 2. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the Sabbath of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captive, whose captive they will, and they shall rule over their oppressors. Verse 3. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Yahweh shall give thee rest from their sorrow and from their fear and from the hand and from the hard bondage wherein they were made to serve. Verse 4. That thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, house of bondage, and say, I have the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. Verse 5. The Yahweh broke the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen when all that, read verse 6 and 7. Look at all that going on. He said he's going to break the staff of the wicked. And look what he said in verse 6 and 7. Watch what he said in 6 and 7, that mother E.
Verse 6. He who smoothed the people in wrath with a continuous stroke. He that ruled the nation in anger is persecuted and none tender. Verse 7. The whole earth at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing.
Oh, yeah. When is the whole earth going to be in rest? Then Proverbs 28, make it 28, 1 and 2 in a closing statement. When is all this? That's good talk. The whole earth break out in rest and quiet and break out in singing. What are you trying to tell us there, Mother E? Let's go to Proverbs 29, 1 and 2. Proverbs 29, 1 and 2. Let's see what's going on with the world as we speak. Proverbs 29, 1 and 2.
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without limit. Verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn.
So, Mother, which one, what's going on in verse 2? Who is the righteous and who is the wicked? It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. They happy. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Mother, what are they talking about in that verse 2?
Verse 2, they talking about Israel.
Uh-huh.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Yeah.
And talking about Israel.
Okay.
Verse 1, he that being often reproved hardened his neck.
Mm-hmm. But it says in verse 2, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I was reading verse 1. He that being often reproved, pardon his name, shall certainly be destroyed, and that without limit.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's talking about the other nations.
Well, it said who to be reproved. No, that's talking about us. When we try to reprove somebody, they get excited. They start talking about they're grown. Oh, I'm grown. You can't tell me nothing. So you hear that spirit. Well, that's what you serve. That's what you serve. I serve Jesus. So they start talking with their neck turned all around backwards. That's the one we try to show them the Bible. Then they harden their neck and start talking smack. So that what he's talking about in verse 1. Verse 2, he's talking about when the righteous in authority, which is the children of Israel, southern kingdom, the people's going to rejoice. So we know that ain't going on. But when the wicked rule, the people's mourn. We mourn because the wicked has got their mouth going. So that's the wicked doing all this talking now, telling us about you got to keep your eye on that one eye Satan. That's the wicked talking. And Yahweh said, keep your eyes on this book. Well, yeah, mother, he will leave it like that. So what is your closing statement so we can get a chance to listen to what the mail was saying on that other network? What you got to say behind that, Mother Eve? What's your closing statement, Mother Eve?
Thanking and praising Yahweh for this class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for this fear. And thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class. And pray that we all, Israel, hold out until the end. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Mother E and Mother Z coming out of Camp 1, the mothers. Let me tell you something, Steve Ray. We come to tell you one thing. It is no weapon form against you going to prosper if you got your Yahweh right. You got to obey what the man got written. The only way he recognizes you when you keep it is Sabbath days, the feast days, and random princes. You can holler, I know Yahweh all I want. But he told you his righteous day is the Sabbath day. That's the most righteous day of all. So, and you're supposed to have the spirit of 122 verse 1 of Psalms saying, I was glad when it's time for me to go and get into them six anointed camps and sit down and hear the word of Yahweh. You're supposed to have that spirit on you, not a punishment spirit. You're supposed to be glad to hear the word coming from the sixth anointed camp. So let me tell you something, Steve Ray. You slowing your own blessing down by keeping up with the flesh. Keep up with dust says Yahweh. Got it? Good. We'll catch you tomorrow evening. All the mothers will catch you tomorrow evening. Mother E, Z, Mother D up Israel. We'll catch you all tomorrow. And keep one thing in your mind. Keep the Bible first. And remember one thing. We're going to switch over to a pal talk and hear what the elders got to say. If any questions pertain to what we have said, they will answer it. I'm going over there and peek and listen and take note. You do the same. Catch you later on tomorrow on this broadcast at 6 o'clock. So some more B-O-T-T-Y and Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.
first job working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday. I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Strong.